Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. A former politician says Waitaki MP Jackie Dean is clearly in the wrong. Ms Dean reviving a complaint about a crude comment made by Tauranga MP Simon Bridges at a party caucus retreat 5 years ago triggered the events that led to National ousting Judith Collins as its leader yesterday. Former Mana Motuhake and Alliance leader Sandra Lee Virko says Ms Dean needs to look at what Māori women in Parliament from all sides of politics are subjected to.
If you want to talk about offensive behaviour towards women politicians, I've seen it and I've experienced it and it's been horrendous. And if a comment like that leaves her traumatised for 5 years, she hasn't got the mettle. I don't condone the comment, but I'm saying that Māori women politicians go through 10 times worse than that daily.
Sandra Lee Virko. A woman who has been on the front lines of the COVID response in South Auckland has now seen it from the other side. Manukau Urban Māori Authority staffer Dee Delamere is isolating after her 11-year-old son contracted the coronavirus. She says it was a relatively mild case and he has recovered after 3 days of fever and headaches. But while her son, as the primary case, has finished his 10 days of isolation and is back at school, she and her husband are still locked inside and giving feedback to health authorities about how the system can be improved.
I'm all right. I work from home in the call centre, but Al has his own business. He's a courier, so he needs to be out there delivering parcels. So our frustration was every day the health advisor would say, oh, what day are you? And we're like, well, you tell us what's in the computer. You tell us, are we day 3? Are we day 4? So that was poha for us because they would say something like, we take it from the infectious period. We take it from the date you were positive. They've got our feedback and things will be improved.
Dee Delamere says the experience highlighted how people need to be prepared to go into isolation at short notice and how the vital work being done by organisations like the Manukau Urban Māori Authority and Ngā Whare Wātea Marae is to support whānau in that position. From Sunday, it will be illegal to smoke or vape in a vehicle with children, and it couldn't come soon enough for one Māori public health advocate. Mihi Blair from primary health organisation ProCare says the change has been well signalled. While she prefers taking an educational approach rather than the $50 instant fine, it's important people think about where they light up and its effects on others.
We have to look at our tamariki, and they're sitting in a car with smoke with their parents. So how many times do we get to say how far does education go when there needs to be accountability? And that's a question that we all have to ponder each time.
Mihi Blair. And that is your Wātea News.